monitoring.
WAKM monitoring.
Good. Infoward WAKM. Kane 4BWA, how are you today this afternoon, sir?
Good. Just enjoying the gloomy, misty rain here in Hartwell, Georgia.
Wow, you're making it into the repeater in fine shape. How's my audio getting back that way? Is it reasonably clear, or am I eating the mic?
As a bell. Clear as a bell.
Well, good. I'm trying to clean up my shed, and I'm rerouting some stuff, and I think I'm going to make some changes here. And just kind of looking it over, seeing how I can improve things. You know what I mean?
I do, exactly. I've been looking at mine the last couple of days and thinking, you know, I sure should clean this mess up. But so far, no good. I just keep looking at it.
I've got my roll top pretty much reclaimed, and I got a place where I can work again, and I can do my FT8 and all that at the same time. But I got my amplifier over here on a rollabout cabinet, and I'm thinking I want to get it up out of the way so I can create a little more space in my area. So that little project remains to be seen. Well, so what are you going to do for New Year's? You going to go out there and fight the drunks?
And I'm going to stay home and play on the radio. I don't have no desire to get out there and mess with the inebriated. I just let them stay home.
I know what you mean. I got a feeling it's going to be a target-rich environment this evening for the police.
I believe so, and the weather is not going to help those that are partaking, so I hope they're safe. No need to take any chances, so I'm just going to, like I said, stay at home and maybe even try to clean up some of this mess. I got my go box out and everything else, scattered tools, oscilloscope, meter, you name it, where I've been playing, so I need to clean this mess up.
N4DJC.
Oh, there went the neighborhood. Oh, hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Steve, I heard Bill and I wanted to say hey to y'all. Hope y'all have a good New Year. Bill, we have a good New Year this evening, a little bit later on. Well, Michigan don't look too good right now, do they?
I hadn't even turned the TV on. I couldn't tell you. The just so you know, Gail has sold her house and is moving into the assisted living place there on down below where Uncle John used to live. So not necessarily out of need for assisted living, but she just wants to get where she's got a little more help if she needs it.
In the Sun this week and last week, she was talking about it. I was interested to hear from her. I want to be sure you tell her I said hello and hope the transition goes well for her. I know going from all that stuff that they had to one room is going to be tough. Is she going to be able to take the dog with her?
She's going to be able to take the dog, take the car, and come and go as she pleases. So she's in the very first stage of the, you'd call assisted living. So she'll be pretty much like living in a regular apartment.
Steve, I know you haven't been flying today.
No, I don't have any windshield wipers on my airplanes. Yeah, it's been a little bit soggy. But, you know, hey, we need the rain. And I tell you what, you know, we was talking about New Year's. I got the best girl in the whole world. She's in there. At about 6 o'clock, she's going to start up steaming a lobster. And we're going to have fillets, lobster, and a few other little goodies to go with it. And we're gonna watch the idiot box, watch the New Year come in. So it ought to be a nice evening.
Good. That sounds like a good meal and a good plan, no doubt. No doubt. M4WHM.
Like a real good meal. We don't eat like that, not at home anyway. We generally have our traditional New Year's Day stuff to ours, so we're not going anywhere. We're hanging out here, so we'll have just us. I think the kids and grandkids are going out to see Loryville out there in the Leith, but I'm not able to travel in the car very long right now. I'm still kind of, I ain't up to par yet, but I'll get better. Yeah, I'll be better later on, I hope. But I ain't gonna be able to travel very well, having to deal with some of the stuff I'm dealing with right now. But anyway, be sure and tell Gail that Lynn and I said hello. Well, like I said, we always follow her call. I hope she continues to write to the son while she's out there. I saw the address, the new address, and I put it in my address book. We'll probably, after she gets in that situation, we'll probably send her a little card or something and just let her know we're thinking about her.
That, and I'm sure she will too. So, always good to get a old-fashioned email card. Better than one of those emails, that's for sure. And Steve, just let me know what time things will be ready, and I'll start heading that way. That lobster and filet sounds awful good.
Tell you what, she's better than any cook in any restaurant, I can guarantee you that. Well, boys, I'm going to continue working on my shed here. Y'all have a good evening, and if you do have to go out for anything, just watch out for the impaired, shall we say. Y'all be safe. KN4, BWA, 73, so I'm clear.
Well, you have a great New Year's, and looking forward to a great New Year, that's for sure. I hope 2023 will be a lot better than 2022, so you enjoy that meal, enjoy that company, and just get your shack cleaned up, and you'll be in good shape, starting off the new year right.
I'm glad you're doing okay, and hopefully you'll be able to handle all that food. Sounds really good. That's unusual to have something like that on New Year's Eve, but that sounds like a great idea to me. I'm not a cook. Bill's a cook. He could probably whip all that stuff up pretty easy himself. But that's kind of out of my range. I don't usually do any lobster or anything like that. We don't do a lot of cooking at home anymore since it's just the two of us. But anyway, have a good evening. And Bill, I guess you're getting ready when they start back to classes after sometime before that first week in January or second.
Let me think here a minute. I think it's somewhere around the 9th or the 10th, something like that. We go back on Tuesday, the 3rd, and then usually about a week behind that. So, 7th, the 10th, somewhere right in there. They'll be moving back in next weekend. So, it ought to be I'll be in rest in time, all those students coming back.
Hopefully the weather will be good. Anyway, it looks like it's going to be nice, pretty decent tomorrow. Maybe the next week will be pretty good, not be quite as cold as it was earlier this week. Anyway, I know you probably got a lot of stuff you got to do between now and then, getting ready for everything, and hopefully they'll come home with a trophy. I hope they win tonight. I think it's going to be a little tougher than some people expect. Michigan was getting, I think TCU had Michigan like 14-3. Michigan fumbled on the 1 yard line, fumbled on the goal line through an interception, and went for it on fourth down, had a turnover. It's just they just looked pretty awful. And TCU looked pretty good in comparison. We'll see. Hopefully Georgia will play pretty well this evening. But you never know that.
They come home with a trophy. That'd be nice. It'd be a first time back-to-back like that. So it'd be a lot of... So I'm hoping they will. But any given team on any given day can win or lose, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But I'll keep my fingers crossed anyway.
Have that Clemson game last night. Clemson looked terrible. I mean, good gracious, like that poor quarterback, he was running for his life. They got a lot to do between now and beginning of next season. I can say that. They just looked like the wheels ran off of them.
Watched the game, but I watched the highlights and listened to the talking heads, and unfortunately Clemson didn't sound like they played good at all. I was hoping for a little more. When Clemson's playing, I try to pull for them, but it didn't sound like they missed me pulling for them last night.
I think they needed some divine intervention. And they got the other quarterback, you know, went in transfer portal, and then this guy's a true freshman. I think he's going to be pretty good though. He looked rattled. You can tell he's got some talent, but he made some really terrible decisions. But the defense played pretty decent, but they just, you know, you can't keep them out on the field all the time. They had plenty of opportunities to you know, catch up, but they just didn't do it. I know the South Carolina and Clemson folks are both kind of crying the blues right now. And like I said, you never know what's going to happen to those, you know, especially teams out of conferences that hadn't played before. It makes a big difference when sometimes they play well and sometimes they play terrible. And Tennessee's kind of been on a roll lately, and I figured they'd put a whooping on some of that Notre Dame thing. South Carolina, that South Carolina game was really close to I figured South Carolina might pull that out, but that Notre Dame quarterback came in and said he did a pretty good job with it.
Notre Dame's one of the sleeper teams. You never know exactly what they're going to do, but they got the potential to win, that's for sure. They could have won if it had been another team, but Notre Dame come to win, unfortunately.
I think they got a good guy in Rattler. I think it may be stay another year, maybe. I don't know. But I noticed today I haven't paid much attention to TCU because it's just not, I don't really follow anybody in that conference. But the quarterback, he's already declared for the draft, I think. So he's not coming back next year. And he's basically he's the main dude, the main guy in that team. He can run and pass, too. They got a pretty high-scoring offense usually. But the odd thing about it, though, Bill, is they got beat by Kansas State in their conference championship game, and Alabama hung it on Kansas State today. So like you said, any given day, you know, anybody can get beat if they're halfway up to any kind of midway pack type team. Kentucky got beat. They didn't even score anything. It was like I forget what the score was in, but I can't remember who played them now, but it was like something to zero for Kentucky. It's pretty terrible.
That was a rough game. And you got what you end up with is players that are going to go to the draft or contemplating it, and they don't want to get out there and get hurt, so they don't play like they should, and it's that transfer portal's a mess. But I guess if I was looking at making millions of dollars, I don't know that I'd want to get out there and risk getting hurt one last game compared to making millions of dollars. So it's a mess. That's all it is a mess. But I can't blame them. I believe I'd be a little hold back if I knew I was going to make millions of dollars as long as I made it to the first game. So I guess you can't blame them.
I can say that too. That's pretty easy, especially if you're going to be a first-round draft pick. And you know, some of them play that. Some of them don't go in and play, but you know, there's always a risk. Most of those guys got multi-million-dollar insurance policies on them, too. They grab those, and with this, all this NIL stuff and transfer portal is it is a mess. Now, I noticed I was talking to my son-in-law one day last week, I guess. and he was telling me about, I didn't realize JT Daniels is transferring from, he transferred from West Virginia to Rice, of all places, I think, and the Gator Clemson transferring to Oregon State. I mean, they're going to get lost if that is a thing with that. They just, I mean, they got no roots when they do that. And that's where I was looking at some of Tennessee's roster. Tennessee got a lot of their guys by the transfer portal for this year, too. So they're, we'll just see how it works out. But I don't think it's a good thing for football. Without a reason, I just think that's silly.
I agree. I agree. That transfer portals, I mean, it's good for the players to try to move around and get to a better team, I guess, but they move and they don't have any, like I said, any roots in the team and no real loyalty. They're just trying to jockey for position, and I don't know. It seems like a mess, but I like Georgia's stance on it. If they want to transfer. For the most part, people are transferring in, so they're doing good there, but Kirby doesn't seem to mind people transferring out because there's not that many of them, but for the teams that are losing good players that are mediocre teams, that's rough on them. And I wish they wouldn't do that, but hey, who am I? I'm just a fan. So there's not much weight put on what I think about it, so I can think about anything. I'll just let them keep playing and wish for wins. That's all I can do.
Heard Kirby, they were asking Kirby about why he didn't draft any quarterback. I mean, didn't have any quarterbacks for the signing day, and he says there's plenty of them in transfer portal. See, he's got kind of an open mind about that. He got a couple of good ones behind him anyway, though, but he says there's plenty of them in the transfer portal. We need one, so he's, they're just guns for hire, I guess, Bill. I mean, you don't see, a lot of the guys do okay, and some of them do real well when they transfer. They just, if you're like a, the guy at Clemson now, I mean, he was the number one dual threat quarterback in the nation for 2022. I mean, he's going to turn out pretty good, I'm sure. I mean, he's 6'5", he's tall, you know, he just doesn't have his, he ain't got his mind wrapped around it yet. And, same thing with that kid that's at TCU now. He just started out at TCU, and he was hurt a couple of times, and had to have surgery done for some heart condition, and they kind of stuck with it. And instead of going through transfer portal, he did what most people wouldn't do. He stuck with it. Now, you know, he was the offensive player of the year, you know, and coach is the AP coach of the year, you know, for TCU. And they, you know, he'll probably go, you know, pretty high in the draft. And he'll play as big as he is. So sometimes it pays to stick it out.
If you got the talent, the team seem to will wait on you, and which I guess that's a good thing. And like I said, Kirby, he doesn't seem to mind it. Like I said, he figures there's enough people waiting to play, he can pick up somebody. And I will say Georgia has the depth in every position they want, and success. I mean, so far, so good. M4WHM.
You see, yeah, I think, you know, when you recruit like they do, that's where you get your depth is through recruiting. And, you know, they might fill in with a transfer from a junior college or, you know, maybe through the portal or something like that. But, you know, when you got that much depth, you got guys 3 or 4 deep waiting to play. And if they go somewhere else, they're just not going to get to, I mean, it's not like being on a national stage either. You might go, it's like JT Daniels going to Rice. I mean, what's he going to do at Rice? I mean, he was at West Virginia. He could have stayed at Georgia another year and played, you know, after Bennett, but he just, you know, he didn't do it. Or he might have beat him out. Who knows? But he got impatient. You know, that's just one of those things where you, if you get a, that's like being in the NFL with a, being a free agent almost. I guess it's about money. I don't know. What kind of money those guys are making. But I think he was making maybe $1 million or something, or part of $1 million on his NIL stuff that he was doing. But that just didn't make any sense to me. You go transfer from a major school to nobody's, I don't think anybody, William Rice hadn't done anything in years and years and years. I remember when they used to play Tech back in the 50s, and they were good for a while, but, they don't have that kind of, they don't carry that kind of clout like a Power Five school does.
Rice isn't quite the same caliber as Georgia or Clemson, and you got to wonder why somebody would leave a school like that to go to one, but I guess there's a reason in there somewhere. It's mysterious to me.
These guys have agents, and they listen to what these agents tell them, and they're going to make a bunch of money somewhere else, or because they go to another school and get some playing time, but you don't get the media attention. But sometimes they think they can make a bigger splash, but then I guess that's the case in for some of them anyway.
You're going by the bigger fish in a smaller pond idea, but I don't know, things to me like, at least to me, if I was them, I'd want to be a big fish in a big pond, but hey, to each their own. Can't complain. I guess they're doing what they feels best and what they're being told, so can't complain.
Yeah, I suppose so. Kendrick Clemson, he transferred out, but he could have stayed there. Who knows what might happen? This freshman might play well, and then again, he may not. But the guy's going to be next in line. He might get some playing time, and I think I don't know how many years he may have. He might have a couple of years left in it. But if he's going to Oregon State, he's going to a weaker conference anyway. They're not going to be, probably not going to see a national champion come out of that conference anytime soon, unless. I don't know if it's Southern Cal's in that conference or not, but you might see somebody like that, rise up out in Oregon and has played some good, pretty good football too. But, Dan Lanning, a defensive guy at Georgia, he's coached at Oregon now, so he might get them all fired up and, get that school going again. They played some good ball games over the years. But it's hard to consistently recruit from the outside of California, I think, on that coast. But I better run on. Bill, I'll talk to you later. I hope good talking to you. Tell Angie and Janet we said hello, and be sure and tell Gail we're thinking about her. Hope the move goes well. I can imagine how hard it is to pare down all that stuff after being there all those years and pare it down to, just a handful of items, but. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, and I can certainly understand why. I'm glad she got a prep going with that. That'd be some good company for her. But anyway, you have a great New Year, and hopefully we'll have something good to celebrate about after this evening. And very best of you and to you and everybody there. And be sure, and if you go out tonight, be careful. We're not planning that. We're planning on staying in. N4WHM, N4DJC, 73.
So, my friend, and no, we are staying in. Between the weather and the crazies, we're not getting out there. So, but I'll be sure and pass along the hellos and best wishes. And, it's got to be tough paring down 70 years of living to one bedroom apartment. So, but she's got lots of friends and church friends helping her get packed and pare down. So, things are going well. But, y'all have a great evening and, celebrate New Year's however you please. And I'm sure we'll talk to you tomorrow or the next day. And like I said, maybe we'll have something to celebrate. So you have a great evening. This is M4WHM, and I'll be clear.
4HKX, 73 is Jerry. Bill, you still around?
How are you, buddy?
Stay long. I got to get ready to go out this evening to Pastor's house. We're having a little get-together up there. But I want to say Happy New Year. I hadn't talked to you in been a minute.
It has, and I apologize. I don't get on the radio like I should. I'm trying to do better. But hope y'all have a good evening there at the pastor's house. And y'all be careful in this weather. It's probably going to get foggy again. So y'all be careful riding around and watch for those that are partaking in the hard spirits. They might not be paying as much attention. But hope y'all are doing well. Hope y'all have a great celebration and a great New Year's.
Doing good up here. Like I said, just getting ready to head out here a little bit. But try to wait the crazies out or don't come back at the same time they do. And I'll drive my tank called the Excursion. So hopefully we'll be all right. I've never had any problems in the years past, but that all it takes is one, so you never know.
It only takes one, but if you're in the Excursion, you, like I said, you're in a tank, so hopefully you won't need it. But glad to hear y'all are doing well and gonna celebrate the New Year's. We're gonna stay at home and watch a little football and see what else is going on. Eat a ham sandwich for dinner. Nothing special. I hadn't decided if I'm going to cook for lunch tomorrow or not. So far in 50-plus years, it doesn't seem to have made any difference, so I can't decide what I want to do.
That, I know what you mean. Hadn't helped me any either, so probably don't mess with it anymore. But I'm going to head on, and it's good to talk to you. Maybe we can catch up a little later on. We got more time. But I'm glad to hear you on here this evening. So you and yours stay safe down there, and look forward to talking to you on down the log, KO4HKX. And I'll be clear on your final. 73's Bill.
My friend, y'all have a good time this evening, and be safe. But enjoy yourself. That's what a lot of it's about, is just enjoyment. So, but yeah, we'll definitely touch base later down the line, and hopefully we'll have some good Georgia football to talk about. If not, I'll just avoid the subject. Y'all have a good day. M4WHM, I'll be clear.
73 Bill, Patrick, M4ZLK.
Friend, M4WHM.
Yeah, Bill, Patrick, you still there?
Okay, so I'm still here.
The radio off right away. Happy New Year to you. Hope you and Elise have a good time out there at your pastor's house. I'm actually running out too. Best friend from high school called and said he was in town and dad's not doing well. I'm going to meet him for dinner real quick. So, kind of a nice surprise.
For that, I'm glad to hear you. If you have a good new year, you and Ben, stay safe out there. Hopefully everything goes good for you and enjoy your evening.
I'm on a HT, so I don't know how far I get a good signal and then it breaks up. So, that's the reason if I'm in and out.
But you're making it into the repeater good. You've got a little bit of scratch with you, but not bad. But I'm going to head on. You stay safe out there, and I'm going to say 73 KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
I just wanted to shout at you. You guys have a good evening. And 4ZLK. We'll talk to you later.